Okay, and what do you call little small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling.
Okay, and if you have some small pieces that really are rich, do you have a special name for those?
Fat lighters. We call them kindlings. Uh-huh. Fat lighters, blunts.
Oh, okay. Is the fat lighter the part that just blazes really quickly because it's
yes.
so rich?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it that you can hang up some clothes?
Closet.
Okay, and do you have another name for it if it's a big piece of furniture?
We call it Devonport, not them. What is that thing? Boat thing, you don't know a name of it. It's a little.
Well, it's hard to think of them just right on the spur of the moment.
Yes, sir. Well, we keep clothes in sometimes.
Okay. I had a great big piece of furniture.
Not here.
Yeah.
Shifter.
Yes. Okay. Great. What do you call these kinds of boards on the outside of a house?
That's weatherboard.
Okay. And what do you call this place where we're sitting right here?
Cement. Porch.
Okay. And if you have a porch that doesn't have a roof on it, do you have a name for that?
Stoop.
Okay. And what do you call a small fenced area near a barn where you can put the cows before you milk them?
Lot.
Okay. And do you have a name for a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones? You may not have them in this part of the country.
No, ma'am. I've never seen one.
Okay, well, there's no reason to have a word for it.
I've heard of them, but I've never seen one.
Okay. And what do you call a large wooden thing about a container about this big that has a handle on it and you can carry water or milk in it?
Tub.
Okay, if it's a little smaller than a tub, though.
We don't have none. I call it a foot tub and kegs.
How about something you might put down in a well?
Well bucket.
Okay, and if it's made out of metal, do you call it the same thing?
Same thing, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy thing, iron thing that you use to fry food in on the stove?
We call it frying pans.
Okay. Do you ever use any other words for it?
Pans, I'm hard at it.
Boy, that's really noisy.
Yes.
Have you ever heard it called a spider or a skillet?
Or yes, ma'am. Well, spiders, skillet, and kittles.
Uh-huh. What does a spider look like? Does it have...
It's a little round thing and want to fry it.
Does it have legs on it? Or?
No, ma'am. No, I don't like it. You sit it on stuff.
So it's really the same thing as a frying pan?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on?
Faucet.
Okay, and if you have one of those on a barrel, do you call it the same thing or do you call it something else?
Call it the same thing.
Okay, how about if it's out in the yard?
Call it spigot.
Okay. And if you buy some food at the store, what do they put it into for you to carry it home?
Bags.
Okay, and do you remember, I don't know if they're used anymore, but a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that you might put 100 pounds of chicken feed in or something like that.
Crocus sack.
Do they use those anymore?
No, I hardly ever seen them.
Huh.
No, hardly ever seen. We got one in there now somewhere. It was just a million to the children. They didn't know what it was.
I believe it. I've never seen one either until I came here.
Yes, sir.